Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, happy Sunday. This is The Diary, and this is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I am its host and the director and founder of the AAASM, Stacey Johnson, and I'd like to welcome you today and every day but Saturday here on Blog Talk Radio. And today we are, attempting to get down to business on what the Association of African American Single Mothers is all about and what we try to do for single moms. The past couple of weeks, we've spoken about, how best to get your mind right, get your thinking right, and what God has for you and how the universe is designed to work in your behalf. So that's what we had been talking about. Hopefully, you've been listening and taking notes, and you can always go back and listen at any time. But now we choose to move on to what and I tend to criticize people for just running their mouth and not doing anything. So we are right now in the process of getting things back in order and trying to do what I feel is my best to try to help people in similar situations such as mine that I was able to bring myself above and help myself. And today we're going to talk about motherhood and single motherhood in particular and all of that. You know, a woman can't raise a son. That's a bunch of crap. You know, that's a bunch of stuff that they put out there for you to feel, feel defeated before you even begin. You know, and I am the proud single mother of two wonderful sons. One I'm still working on, and the other one seems to, you know, but they have to grow. They have to learn. And yeah, growing up at a home, where if you're a young male and you've only known your mother, you know, that's a hard thing for them to deal with, you know, as boys, let alone the mother as a mother. So you got to try to understand their perspective in life, where they're coming from. But then you also have to know that you got to put your foot down and know what you're dealing with. And, you know, I tend to call myself a very successful single mother of two young males and one beautiful young daughter who went out herself and chose to become a single mother. But you know what? The way she did it, she didn't even do it in a lousy, raggedy way. She went out there knowing what her rights are as a single mother, you know, and what she can do as a human being, as a child of God, no matter what her situation happened to be. And she's handling her young business at 25, better 24. I don't know why I always want to give them one more year. I'm not giving myself one more year. At 24, you know, doing much better than any 24-year-old mother of a single mother of a young boy herself. And I just tell her every day that if this is the choice that you've made, young daughter, you've done a wonderful job. And I will be the first to say that my daughter is the best single mom that I've ever seen besides myself. But then again, the apple doesn't fall far from. So that's what you have to understand too, is your little apples are not going to fall far from. And what you put in yourself, they will see, they will do, they won't see. And you know what? As a single mother, God prepared you. God knew you before he formed you, right? That's the Bible. He knew what your plight, what your deal was going to be before you even came to this universe, before you were a little girl, you know, before you were a young teenage girl, and then before you were a single mother, or like me, a married woman, and then a single mother. You know what I mean? Or, wait, a single mother, then a married woman, and then a single mother. So this is the diary where we're talking about today. We want single moms to understand, don't listen to the hype, you know, on my Facebook page, which anybody can join and be my friend at any time, which is my name, Stacey F. Johnson, and you'll see my smiling face. And I think I'm the only Stacey F. Johnson with a piercing right through my bottom lip, so that's where you know me when you see me. Join C. But you know what? Who is the most famous? Think about the most famous single mother. Believe it or don't believe it, but I choose to believe it because I believe in Jesus. But there was a single mother out there that had a baby, got pregnant long before she was married, too. And her son happened to save the world, okay? And I think I know who we're talking about. So I'm thinking personally, you know, the Jesus that is real and the Jesus that I tend to serve that have saved me and lifted me up out of the street when people chose to count me for dead, that Jesus, he's a loving Jesus. He's a God of, he's a Jesus and God of mercy. He leads me to the God of mercy. And I go through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the knowledge of Jesus, through the spirit that Jesus helped us through his life and his teaching helped us to understand is available to us through that spirit. I use that. And now that I'm a grown mother and all my children are grown and very responsible human beings in the world, and knock on wood, nobody's in any kind of legal system. Everybody's got a job. Everybody lives under their own roof. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, that's what we want for our children. Ultimately, when you're a single mother towards the end, which it should be once they're towards age 18, I taught you, you've seen me. God has blessed you and me through this. You've seen what I've gone through. I've tried to be the best example I could ever be for you. If that is in fact true, if that is in fact true, and you didn't spend their whole lives being a hoochie mama and every nigga in the street was their new daddy. Now, if you spent your time doing that or dragging them from here to there and everywhere or putting your shit first and then last, if that's what you did for 15, 16, 17, 18 years of their lives, trust me, they know it. And it ain't going to be all good for you at the end of that. At the end of that, it's really not, because I see it. Let's see. And I, once again, I'm going to knock on wood. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Willie Thomas Johnson. Old schoolers back from the 1900s, okay, who gave birth to me and taught me and was old school and old timey. And I had to go to bed at a certain time, and I had to wash my ass every day, and I had to go to church every Sunday, and I had to go to Catholic school every day, Monday through Friday, and I had to wear a uniform, and I had to clean up my house every day, and I had special chores every Saturday, and I had rules, and as I began to become a young adult, I had more and more responsibilities, and when they had expectation for me. And when I didn't reach those expectations, I got my bit cut off and something I couldn't do. See? But because my parents, once again, let's knock on wood, Mr. and Mrs. Willa May, I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Willie Thomas, okay, that tells you who was kicking whose ass, okay? Mr. and Mrs. Willie Thomas Johnson, my mama's name was Willa May, but you know what? My family was a real family, you know, and I don't know, once again, I love my siblings, but I'm not with where they're at right now. But my mom stayed home with us. My dad was a man. He went to work. He let his wife stay home. And it was almost obvious to everyone, including me, once I got to be a little older, that there wasn't no fairy tale love affair. But they did what they had to do, and they raised their children, and they didn't stop. They didn't shuffle me off to any of my siblings, thank God. They took care of me until I was 18. I was born to a 52-year-old father and a 42-year-old mother, and they didn't stop because they understood, because they were religious people. They were more religious than spiritual. But that's what people born in 1912 and 1922, and they were black and born in the South, that's what they were. But they handled their business. They didn't give up. They didn't stop. And they had children, I'm predicting, from like 19, because my oldest sister is like 20-some years older than me, so you figure they started having kids in the 40s, didn't stop until the 60s. You got to love those parents. But those are parents that knew there is a God and respected the God and put demands and expectations on their children because they knew the Bible. they knew that it's their duty to teach their children in the way in which they should go. Okay, I can't quote where that's at, but everybody knows that's in the Bible. Okay, teach your children in the way that they shall go and they shall not forsake it or something. And then coupled with that, you're supposed to also, once you are the children of those wonderful parents that took their time to love you and teach you, you're supposed to go forward and respect those parents so you can have long life. That much I know is in the Bible. But then again, children are God's favorite. When you think about the teachings of Jesus, everything with Jesus was children, whether he said, don't anyone that causes my young ones to sin, oh, woe is unto you, to our belief in him. We're supposed to come to him as if we were little children. So children are important, whether it is in our belief in him, come to him as if you didn't know the nastiness of the world and the nastiness of America of 2012, when it looks like you, as a African-American poor person, whatever you are, looks like everything is just so against you, and you do look like a sheep led to the slaughter. Jesus said, come to me as if you were that little kid. And anyone that causes my little children to sin, all you pedophiles out there touching on little kids when there's plenty of prostitutes that have been around since Jesus' time, too, you can go. But you choose to mess with little children, well, guess what? You're messing with the most favored, the most honored thing next to God himself and parents, our children. You are supposed to take care of children. So if God gives you children, you're supposed to do your best and the best of your ability to take care of those children. And as a single mother, God knows that you are a single mother, because I was one. And if anybody could ask my children, I don't think they, as children, I already know, because I spent all the money. They were very happy children. You know, yeah, I beat their ass, okay, but that's what you do. I'm sorry, you put your foot in the son's neck and you try to keep your daughter chaste, okay? You try to anyway. So all my life as a single mother. When I was a single mother, I said, hey, God, I know I have two sons, so you're not going to tell me, this world's not going to tell me I'm defeated before I even start. A woman can't raise a man. Well, thank God she can, because I didn't see too many men coming to my son's rescue, whether they were in their family or if a man, no churches. Okay, well, where are you? But churches out there and they're on every street corner, but closed every Monday through whatever. If a woman can't raise a man, then what is the little boy supposed to do? Just raise up himself or end up a beast or something? Oh, no. A woman can do whatever God puts before her, okay, if she believes in God. If she comes to God with faith like a little child, she can take care of all the little children. And I did. Whether I had my own business in their early years, and when that went dry, I got a job. And I went from mailroom to $60,000 a year. And when I quit, I had a choice. I had a choice when they quit me. Now, let me lie. When they quit me, I had a choice of what to do. You know, I don't get a job. No, I have a choice. I have a choice because God made me in such a way that I listened to my parents. I got education, so. And then, you know, trying to do the best for my kids, God enabled me to get all of this extra professional stuff that, you know, when it all came to an end, the professional designations I had in my field, directors of regions had, but because, you know, Stacy got dreadlocks and kind of browner than normal, you know, you'll never have those positions, but those dudes that are telling you what to do, they got the same bunch of letters behind you. Their name is you got, and you got it in a matter of 4 years. They've been there since high school. So I'm like, please, America, you're a joke. God, you're real. And I'm going to go with God and understand and understand that some of these churches are jokes upside down. You know, they're not teaching you, I mean, and tithing isn't the ultimate giving. You know, giving money is not the ultimate giving. In any church that I've ever gone to, whether it's Catholic or otherwise, the only giving they ever recognize is giving them money. That's not the only giving you can give. Giving is a frame of mind, whether you give a smile, you give a hug, you help somebody with their homework, you open a door, you see somebody sad, you give a good, you know, that's giving. So church is backwards. Everything is backwards. And I'm so glad that God brought me to the revelation that it's time to stop being backwards. You know, I brought you through everything with your kids because I loved you and I was hoping you'd hang on to me long enough to be able to make it through and then be grown and successful so you can make it through and teach other people that all this crap they see on TV about what they can't do and all the stuff church is not doing is just a gimmick and a game just to get you somewhere to go but give you no power. So, single moms, I got some scripture, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. We're going to take a break. I was able to download old music and put up new music, so that's what we're going to do. But this show is all about getting in business, telling the single mom, look, God knows your plight. God knows you don't need some old raggedy drug dealer to help you pay half your rent. You really don't. Because you know what? My biggest fear, even when I was married, is that, you know what, I'm not going to be with somebody that ultimately is going to do something that somebody's going to take away my children. And I tell my kids to that, well, that's why me and whatever had a problem. Nobody was going to ever take away my children. So if there was a possibility of anybody I was living with was going to take away the possibility, whatever they were doing, whatever I was, whatever, meant my children were going to be taken away from me, then I'm not going to have anything to do with you because ultimately my duty is to my children. And over time, God is going to bless me. And these past couple of years, even with that frame of mind and everything that I have done for my kids, it was my duty to do. My kids don't owe me anything for that. I owe them everything when they were young. Once they get older and they understand, and then they still want to be jerks, then you don't owe them anything. And that's when it becomes fun, and then you start to teach them how to be adults. And that's what I ended up, that's where I'm at with my kids. We went from, yes, you're my children that I love, and yes, yeah, but you're not five anymore, and this I owe you, but this I don't. And that's the fun part, when you can go from being their loving mom who you're their hero, for them to understand that, okay, well now, you know, this is loving you and this is not loving you. This is loving me as your mom and this is not loving me as your mom. So being a single mom is a journey, it's a trip that I'm at the end of, that I'm having fun now because now I'm a grandma. And that's more fun than being a mom could ever be. Right. This is the diary. Today is Sunday the 2nd. This is Labor Day weekend. We'll be on tomorrow giving a little history on Labor Day and the holiday and what Black people business of any kind had anything, if anything, to do with Labor Day, if anything. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Well, we love you now. We got something new. We gonna play Ghetto Bound. This is another song. And every song I play is free to play, so I'm not stealing nobody's music and playing it for free. I always discourage that with my own children. That's why Rhapsody Music got tons and tons of money for about 10 years from me because I refused to steal people's music. So that's how we lived. And you know, the underlying principle in my family as a single mother was always, as much as you possibly could, children, young children, do the right thing because God's going to bless you. Get things the right way. You see me doing things the right. That's why everybody can find me. Anybody I owe money, yeah, you can find me because I don't do anything. You know, I try to do stuff under the table, you know, whatever. But some people live a life that way. And then they raise kids that way. And then they wonder why themselves and their kids and their whole family have no victory in anything. My parents lived an honest life, a clean life. They raised kids that really honestly should be honoring them as much as I think, because I can judge my siblings more than from what I see. And I raise my kids by myself, so I see what it takes to be a halfway decent parent, let alone what our parents did for us. And that brings a cry in my voice. I do what I do for my kids because I understand what my parents did for me. And if they wouldn't have, I'd be as messed up as 99% of the people in this walking around today. So, and my parents honor God. So I honor up. I honor my parents because I wouldn't be shit without them. Because I know my parents honor God. And I wouldn't be shit without God. So parenting is important. And if you go every day and you don't give a damn about your kids or what they're doing or their welfare, you know, the world's waiting to get that shit back to you. This is a diary. We may not have much time, but we are going to play Ghetto Bound. Because you know what? Back when I started having my kids in 88, 90, and 92, everything in the world said, oh, single mother, that's where you're going to be ghetto bound. I said, hell no. First of all, I'm educated. I was born off of 48th and Western in the ghetto. But every one of me and my siblings got a college degree, got some pigskin, and most of them got a doctorate and shit. They ain't shit, but they ain't in the ghetto. So we're going to play ghetto bound because it's the lick, too. So we'll be back. The phone. Now I'm trying to use my handset because I think my cell phone is sounding crappy on the speakerphone. But this is the diary, and it is Sunday, the 2nd of September. Now, who is that that cries every now? I'm starting to sound like Pat Roberts and crying every time. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Hey, is that better? Okay. But, hey, I cry because I love my parents, man. I love my parents, and they need to know, because you know what? Love is a force. Love is not a nasty little feeling you get when you're drunk in the bar, but it's a force. And if you really, really love somebody, like I really, really love my kids, I'll do the same thing about my kids, because I love my kids. And I really, really love my parents. I really, really love my grandson, and love is a force. And you're supposed to, the more you can feel that in your life, the better your life is going to be. That's why I have a wonderful life. So even when those same people that I mentioned piss you off, you know, you still find a way to love them because ultimately you love them. And when you can get to that point with everybody you meet in the world, then you have the most fantastic, you are Tony Robbins with your feet not getting burnt, okay? You understand? So that's what love can do. So today we are talking about single moms, and you have power, and God gives you power. So I went and got a little scripture about the scriptures about Jesus and about what he says about children, and saying on children and the kingdom. And this comes out of Luke 18:15. People were bringing even infants to my mighty man Jesus that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw this, he rebuked them. Jesus, however, called the children to himself and said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. So, do you accept the kitties? And so if you have kitties, guess what? All the power in the universe is out there in the name of Jesus to get you, in my case, $800 gaming system gone. Oh, me and my son was talking about it. Yeah, Mom, remember the day I found out I flunked? It was my birthday. And I got you still gave me the Xbox? Mm-hmm. Well, when you love your kids that much, God will just make that happen. And when I couldn't do things for my kids, and I know this is what I used to say, but I want to give you everything. But God is not going to give me the ability to give it to you if you're not right. So, yeah, I want to give it to you. But God will make sure the check don't come, extra bill will come in, and you know I got to pay those. You know. So be good, and God will make sure everything you want. Well, come your way. God understands it, you know. Hey, and that's what I tell single mom, and that's why we try to help them. And my thing is, what I really want to put and focus on, and we've got these young girls thinking about so much bullshit. That's why they got these kids, because they got caught up in bullshit, you know, pretty much. But that's not the kids' fault. So what we want to do is moms need homes, where I want to just rent apartment complexes, a complex at a time. And just put them all together, all the kids. Understand you have a common purpose, and your common purpose is to do the best that you can for your child. Not to party, because trust me, all that comes after age 18. And once you've done what you need to do for 18 years, trust me, they got to go and understand what it took for you to take very good care of them. But if you don't do your job, they're going to be with you till they're 40. And nobody wants a grown-ass kid living with them when they're 40. You know, and as much as I love my children, you know, there was a time, you know, I had to wake up at 3 in the morning to make sure they didn't jump out the window because they're busy trying to be grown, okay, when they're 15, 16, 17. Today, what I have to do? I told Freddie 2 days ago, Sunday's my day, Fred. Come on, man. What I had to do? Wake him up and say, oh, I got to leave. I told you 4 days ago Sunday was my day. Now I can't get rid of them. When you do the right thing, and you love your kids, and you love them the right way, say no. So at 17, he's jumping out windows. At 22, I got to throw him out the door. This is the diary. This is where we love you. We love single moms, and we want you to know you got the power because Jesus loves you, and he loves those children. And he'll do whatever you need to do to make sure they have a normal life. Trust me. Money, everything. So now we're going to end with a new song. Funky Dan, we have Funky Summer. This is Funky Dan, a favorite of the diary. Have a wonderful beginning of the holiday. We'll meet you tomorrow talking about Labor Day. We love you. Love your kids. Take care of them. You are all that they have. Funky Dan, talk to you tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, baby.